When you hit rock bottom, there's always Byron. You're listening to Behind the Bays with Star
and Lockie Mack. Why are we here, Star?
That is a great question, Lockie Mack. We are here to talk about the new Netflix show, Byron Bays.
I'm here mostly for the money, but I'm happy to do that as well in the meantime.
The listeners don't really know who we are. We're just two randoms with a microphone just talking shit about Byron Bays, aren't we? So, Lockie, why don't you introduce yourself to the class?
Yeah, no problem. My name is Lockie Mack. I'm an international sex symbol, former Miss Universe. I make TikToks, mostly comedy ones. They're unintentional thirst traps most of the time. So that's kind of my thing at the moment. And I think if people have heard about me, they would have definitely heard about you. Star, if you want to introduce yourself as well to the people, let them know what's going on.
What's going on in the world of Star? Mm-hmm. Well, I just have to say, first of all, Star is my real name. It's not a stage name. It's not a stripper name. It's Star. And if you have to know, my middle name is Anise. Star Anise. We'll just get that out. Because we're getting to know each other and it's important to do that, right? So Star Anise is unfortunately my name.
If I can just interject for a second, the fact that your name is Star Anise and you're here, I'm assuming that you went for the casting of this show and just didn't get in. So they thought, we'll just put her on the podcast instead. Because that's the most Byron name I've ever heard.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was actually too famous for the show. We can't have her.
She's so humble. One of her best. So with a name like Star Anise, did your siblings get cool names, or were you like the token sibling who got the cool name?
Oh, look, my siblings. There's seven of us, just so you know, Lockie Mack. And if I may.
You may.
Okay. So we're going to start with my older sister, Crystal Water.
That's not real.
This is literally real.
I've done a brand deal for a company called that. That's not a real name.
Okay, this is how my mum named us. She went into Coles and she was like, fuck, I don't have a name. She went down the water aisle. Oh, here's a bottle, Crystal Water. Go down the spice aisle, Star Anise. But let's change up the spelling to make it a bit more bogan. So she spelt it with a Y. Jesus. Why did you do that, mum? That's a great question. All right, we've got to keep going. Then my younger sibling, Kaya Sky, Bode Ezekiel, Shiloh Philip Roger Dean. New dad, so it gets a bit boring there, you know? And then we've got Sani Isaiah Moana. And then your face, you're just like, what the actual fuck? Same, babe, same.
Yeah.
And then the youngest, we've got Indy Elijah.
That just sounded like you were saying like different star signs. So there was like Scorpio, Sagittarius, Asparagus, and then Star Anise.
Yeah, look, so now you know everything about my family. But on top of that, I do too make silly little TikTok videos. Mm-hmm. Also in the comedy world, arguably sometimes funnier than Lockie.
That'll be the podcast for today. I'm going to end it just there.
So we are talking about Byron Bays, which is the hottest new Netflix show at the moment. And if you don't know what Byron Bay is, pack your bags because we're taking a trip. Byron Bay is a town in northern New South Wales. It's a beachy town.
And it has recently become a place that is a hotbed for the 1% and their dogs. They're fluffy, fluffy dogs because they're all fluffy up there. And it's all the people who want to get up there, get a tan, get some sparkly rings and some bangles and basically just live it up because they are better than us and they want to let us know that that's the case. And now we have Byron Bays, which is going to be exploring a bit of that, isn't it, Star?
Yeah, we are getting an exclusive look into the lives of the Byron Bays, their relationships, what they're doing, what they're eating, what they're doing for work, if anything at all.
So I'm just excited to see, you know, the relationships, the fights, who's going to be our villains, who's going to be our little heroes, who are we going to be rooting for? Because it is a reality show and they are real people and there are going to be some real stories in there and that gets real.
Drink every time you say real. It wouldn't be reality TV with a bit of drama, right? Like, I want to see some fights. I want to see some sex.
If we don't see a bit of, like, Pinot Grigio thrown in someone's face by the end of this show, we would have wasted our time.
Or a savvy bee.
I have a feeling we're not going to like all of the cast, as some of the public have already made quite clear to some of the creators of the show that they're not huge fans of the cast, which, I mean, understandable.
Yeah, even just the announcement of Byron Bays did cause a little bit of controversy amongst the locals. Now, let's just shine a little light on that for a hot second. Mm-hmm. There was some great articles flying around. There was also a petition, I believe.
6,000 signatures.
Did you sign it?
I did, but then once they called me about this, I kind of took my signature off that. But fully, big and best of the show now. I think a lot of the issues that people had was that they didn't want it to look like a superficial backdrop of the city and trying to make it look like, you know, something that it's not. And of all the places that are worried about its image of becoming wanky, Byron Bay is, you're so far down that path, it's not funny that you think you're going to be coming back from that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Look, three words that come to mind for me when I think about Byron as a town. Linen.
Mm-hmm.
Wanker.
Yep.
Sand.
Sand.
I don't know. There's the beaches. The beaches are nice.
Yeah.
Got to have a positive word in there.
So sand is your positive word.
Yeah. Lockie, I feel like we need to go a little bit deeper. We need to get to know each other just that little bit better. And the best way to do that is to talk about birthstones, because what birthstones represent is 100% facts. They tell you things about yourself that you didn't even know. So what's your birthstone?
Well, I'm a May baby. I'm a maybe. So mine is an emerald, which everyone knows I'm a huge birthstone fan. So this is from my own thoughts, not Google. Associations with fertility, health and faithfulness, which I thought fit well because, you know, bring up fertility. When people look at me, they think he looks fertile. That's a man with a strong sperm count.
Some good swimmers.
Some Ian Thorpes down there. And it was also Cleopatra's favorite gem.
Wow.
So I guess me and her would have had like a good relationship.
Okay, let's talk about Cleopatra for a hot second.
Yeah.
If Cleopatra was still cruising around the streets of the Shire today, or mm-hmm. Byron Bay mm-hmm. even, would you slide into her DMs?
No, she scares me. I don't trust pretty people either usually.
So you don't trust me?
No, not at all. But Cleopatra, she made Julius Caesar and Mark Antony like go across continents before like planes or anything with a motor. Like that kind of strength, like she had these dudes by the balls. So I just don't think I could handle that.
So you're afraid of strong women?
Like physically, yes.
Look, I didn't know much about my birthstone until I dived right into a Google search today. I'm a Virgo queen, September. Everyone, please put that in your calendars now, because if you forget, I will be upset. Mm-hmm. So Sapphire. I'm just going to read you a little something about the Sapphire.
Please do.
The Sapphire is said to be one of the most sought-after gemstones for the majority of human civilization.
Would you say that you're well sought after?
Absolutely. Let me finish. Please, Lucky Mac, so please. It represents qualities like sincerity, faithfulness, and truth. One of the most romantic and royal stones on planet Earth. The Sapphire has earned itself quite the reputation. I don't know if that's a backhanded thing about the Sapphire in that last sentence. What reputation could a birthstone, like, is it getting around the town? What's it doing?
That sounds like when someone says, oh no, she's like really fun at parties. She's like really cool. No, like she's got a reputation. Like no one's ever said like she's got a reputation about someone who does like a lot of good stuff. Like I've never met someone who does like, yeah, he's got a reputation, does heaps of charity work for the most part. Yeah, but I don't know, do you feel like it reflects you quite well or is that a bit off the mark?
I'm also like where it says it's the most sought after gemstone for the majority of human civilization. Like that's quite like a grandiose statement, right?
I mean, you could also say that about people who are like most wanted criminals. I mean, when it comes to birthstones, there seems to be a lot of, you know, thoughts about the outside and what they represent for the person who's looking at them on the inside. It's kind of vapid and empty and doesn't really have much of, you know, doesn't have much to it, which helps us relate back to some of the cast of Byron Bays, which we've had a little bit of a look at start.
Okay, so we've watched the trailer. We've mm-hmm. watched it a few times, and there are certainly a few people that stand out to me. I don't want to call the shots too early, but I kind of think I already know who the main character is going to be and who the villain's going to be.
Jade is like one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my entire life, and I suspect that they're going to cause a fair bit of drama. Alex seems like a bit of a shit stirrer as well.
Jade, main character, obviously. Yeah. Hilarious. So many moments already just from what a 2-minute video. Villain, I'm sorry, Nathan.
Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan. He's already been on reality TV before and now he's coming back, but I don't know, I'm just getting bad vibes. I don't know if it's the crystals that are giving me the powers to see these vibes, but it's just a bit sus.
So you're saying you don't trust people who have previously gone on reality TV shows?
Oh, that's a bold statement. I mean, I think it depends on the reality show and how they were on the show as well.
If you were to date somebody, what reality, and they've been on a reality TV show, what show do you want them to have been on which would make you trust them the most?
Oh my God, mate. I'm going to have to go like something on SBS or ABC or something. Like, yeah. I don't want them to be promoting anything on Instagram after they go on that show. Red flag.
Farmer wants a wife. They don't have, they don't have Wi-Fi out there. So boom, you've just met a guy who's perfect and milks cows.
What about someone on Ready, Steady, Cook? That's hot. Team capsicum, team tomato, what are you into?
Nothing revs me up like some capsicums.
I'm just like to draw attention to your wrist at the moment because you're actually wearing a bracelet right now. Other one, please show the class.
I actually got conned by a Buddhist monk, and that's not a joke. I was at the market, not far from Byron actually, and a Buddhist monk like waved me over and then just put it on my wrist and then handed me these like weirdly laminated piece of paper that told me what each bead represents. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then handed me an FPOS machine that said like $25. I was like, fair enough.
Hustler. Actually, yeah. Let's talk about the word hustle because that was a word that came up a lot in the trailer. I think it really was like just sprayed across the screen. Hustle. Hustler.
Yeah. I think hustler has just become another word for I don't do anything. But it's like you don't have to explain yourself. Like, what have you been doing lately? Just hustling. Yeah, but what does that mean, Tiffany? What does that mean?
Are you a hustler?
I hustle frequently, yeah. So I feel bad about giving them shit for it, but I'm a frequent hustler. Like, it's such a vague statement to sit there and be like, oh, I hustle day and night.
Well, I think some of the things that they hustle, we got a little bit of insight into what some of the occupations or maybe hobbies, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, of the Byron Bays are. We had things like fire twirling.
Yep.
Bowl ceremonies.
Can't get enough of those.
Photography. Mm-hmm. And being hot.
I have great experience in that. What was the bowl one?
A bowl ceremony. There was a lot of bowl ceremonies. Not like a cereal bowl. I think there's like a special bowl. You don't get like a fucking spoon and go ding. There's like actually a special thing.
They're not like worshipping a bowl of crunchy nut.
I mean, they could be, but yeah. Only if it's with oat milk or almond milk, not cow's milk.
They love a bit of milk that's not from a cow.
Goat milk?
Okay, why do you like... At what point were we like... Wait, isn't a goat a male though? Isn't a goat? I always thought a goat was a male, wasn't it? Because, you know, a sheep's the female equivalent. So I've just been informed by our producers that pretty much everything I just said then was wrong, and that a goat and a sheep aren't the same thing, male and female. Either way, I don't want to drink milk from either animal, is my whole point, because it's disgusting and I don't want that inside me.
Feels a bit wrong.
Feels a bit wrong. It does, Star.
You know what else feels a bit wrong?
What's that?
The fact that so many people already have opinions about Byron Bays and it hasn't even started yet.
It's incredible.
So, Lockie, I've gathered some of my favorite comments and I believe you have done some for me as well. So I thought what we could do is read them out and just see. We'll just see what the vibes are after we read them out, okay? This is giving me X-rated Blue Water High feels.
I mean, I'm turned on more than anything from that.
So it's like the characters of Blue Water High have graduated. They're a bit spicier, a bit sexier, a bit more raunchy. Mm-hmm. And they can just be free to be themselves in Byron.
Not always a good thing to let people just be themselves. Like, I know we're all taught as kids, you know, be yourself. Some of us just shouldn't. There was one of the girls whose quote she said, we're all hustling to make a go of it, which that made me like, my blood boiled at that point.
What the fuck does that mean?
If we really break it down, nothing. just a good way of saying I didn't have anything to say for this part, so I just thought I'd throw hustle in there again. They need to stop using that word.
Didn't Scott Morrison say something like, if you have a go, you'll get a go?
Byron Bates is just stealing lines from Scotty.
Plot twist, he's an executive producer.
God, put him in the cast. Put him
Scotty
in the
from
cast.
Marketing gets his big break.
Holy shit, it's so funny if the season two of Byron Bays is just the same cast but Scott as well. Rocks up in his Cronulla Sharks cap. His like floral button-up shirt. Hey guys, who's really good to be here. Going to make a curry tonight. Look, Jenny's coming over with the kids. And if this place goes to shit, I will evacuate myself immediately.
It's giving like Nutri-Grain vibes. Like you only get it when you put in.
Yeah, he didn't have his speech written before he went out there for his like little thing. When he's having breakfast, he just read the back of the Nutri-Grain. Because you know he's cutting that thing out, trying to be like, he's trying to win a pair of like goggles.
Yeah.
So he can go for a swim. And he saw that in the back and goes, oh, I'm going to use that for his speech.
Well, I feel like if he had Cocoa Pops for breakfast, just like a chocolate milkshake only crunchy, wouldn't have been that, you know, doesn't stick as much.
I think he still would have used it.
Or how many do you do?
How many do you do? Talking about investment properties, guys. How many do you do? Guys, the housing bubble is a lot like a chocolate milkshake. Only crunchy.
Only crunchy.
Sometimes, like, some of these longer comments can be quite mean about the show. Someone wrote, "Is this the show where the comet hits the Earth and civilization is destroyed? I hope so." Which seems harsh.
It does seem harsh, but people feel really passionate about this, I guess. And isn't that the crazy thing about YouTube? Mm. I feel like YouTube, people are hidden. They've got, like, an anonymous account. They just go fucking ham.
Yeah. I mean, to follow up from that, someone even said, "I sincerely hope its last episode finishes like the 1980s show Dallas."
What happens in that?
Basically, the main characters are all lined up and there's a gunman and then it goes to black and you hear a shot. And that's how the show ends.
Oh, wow.
So user 463 has really got his fingers crossed that the show ends like Dallas, which, really positive guy there, probably needs to spend a bit more time around some birthstones.
Yeah, need some healing powers of crystals. Charge up the rose quartz in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And just rub that on your face.
If user 634 is out there listening right now, I just want you to listen to my voice for a second. Shut the fuck up. That's one of the first of many meditations we're going to have live on the podcast.
Not only do you get a dissection of Byron Bays, you get to learn things and you also get a guided meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps some ASMR.
You tempting me to do ASMR?
Don't burp into the microphone.
I have had a lot of sparkling water.
Okay, let's talk about, I want to take a quote from one of the protesters or a person present at the protest.
Please.
"Reality TV is the McDonald's of television."
Reality TV is the McDonald's of television. What, that it's delicious and always available?
Delicious, convenient, and cost effective.
Ooh, there's your tagline, yeah. Netflix. You're welcome.
So, Lockie, the format of focusing on a town or people in a town is not new because we've seen this before, haven't we?
We sure have. For those who don't remember, there was a beautiful little show, really artistic and indie, that came out a couple of years ago called The Shire, set in The Shire. So you can see these reality producers are really getting cred with the names. And I remember at the time, as I am from The Shire, a lot of people were pretty upset about it by the fact that a lot of them were coming from over the bridge, which they're not fans of. And I remember there was a lot of times we caught them, you know, filming at places when it was bucketing down with rain. And then when they finished filming, they'd wrap a jacket around them. So we have to hope that the legitimacy is there with Byron Bays, because that's where The Shire let us down. And The Shire lets us down in so many ways. But let's just hope that we get to see a bit of authenticity.
So we've done a little bit of research. We put our detective hats on and we went on to the gold standard of information on the interweb.
Wikipedia.
www.google.com.
Mm-hmm.
Then to IMBD.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered something. Dramatic pause. The creator of The Shire, or a producer on The Shire, has also been credited in Byron Bays and other popular reality shows. So do we think we're going to see a crossover in formats? Is Osher Ginsberg going to rock up with a rose and say, "Sorry, darling, you're going home"?
I think we've confused Osher with the amount of reality shows we put him on over the years, so I would not be surprised if he wandered on set and just said, "I'm sorry, afraid you're going home, you haven't received a rose."
No, you've got to do it quieter, like really soft.
"I'm sorry, you haven't received a rose."
I felt that. Wow, yeah. You should be on this show, dude.
I mean, if they asked me to, we could possibly get that going. I think the fact that this guy was a producer on The Shire and a producer on Byron Bays just shows that the phrase "failing upwards" really does hit home and is true.
Well, when you hit rock bottom, the only place to go is up, right?
You would think so. But these reality producers continue to surprise us.
Okay, wait, I've got a new slogan. When you hit rock bottom, there's always Byron. I said I wasn't going to be mean.
Don't take my thing. It's my one thing.
So today was really just a little taste test of what's to come. We've only had the 2-minute trailer so far, but on the 9th, the whole show is dropping.
March 9th is when we get the full meal. I feel like a hamster when they drink out that little, you know, that little water thing they have in the cages. I'm just getting a little sip. What was it? Go again.
Little, no.
Fuck was that? You sound like Yoshi. March 9th, we're getting a big old feast of Byron Bays and
big old Byron Bays.
And we're going to be breaking it down character by character, the relationships, the breakups, the fights, the love, the sex. I assume they have sex. They seem like the kind of people that do that sometimes.
Yeah.
What else are we going to be unpacking?
We're going to have all of the juicy tea. Like, I mean, we've already uncovered some today about the EP, and that's only the surface of what we know. We are hard workers, Lucky and I. We're diving deep. We're getting in there, and we're doing the work so that you don't have to. Babes, you're busy. You've got to sort out your outfit for the weekend. You're probably going to bottomless brunch with the girls. Who knows?
Queen.
So you just sit back and relax. We've got you. And we're going to be breaking shit down frame by frame.
We've got it set up, so we're going to be working on this for hours. You can call us a bunch of scuba divers / delivery drivers for Lipton, because like Star said, we're going to be diving deep to give you guys the juicy tea.
That's
one of the dumbest things I've ever said.
Guys, we are on TikTok at Behind the Bays Pod. That's Behind the Baes Pod. On the talk. I mean, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it? We've come on here today and read out some great comments on the Netflix trailer for Byron Bays, but we want your comments. And all the best ones will be read out on the podcast when the first episode drops.
Yeah, and guys, we're totally impartial to this. So if whether you love it or you hate it, we want to hear what you have to say. So guys, make sure you go check out Byron Bays as well. Let us know what you think of the show, because we're keen to see what the general public have thought.
Sounds like you're an Australian Idol. Australia, we want to know what you think.
I'm just doing my Osher impression again. Australia, we want to hear your vote, so cast it.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Obviously, 5 stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lockie will be really upset if it's anything below.
Guys, we're like unleaded 98 petrol.
Fucking set you back $2 a litre at the moment.
It's the premium shit. Exactly.
Guys, we'll be back inside your ears very soon with the first proper episode of Behind the Bays. I'm Star.
I'm Lockie Mack.
Thanks for listening. Bye,
Byron Bays. That's the widest thing I've ever said.